Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle, and Todd Sadowski from Fox 43. Here looking at Penn State Buffalo once again, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We recapped, when Penn State has the ball, what we're looking for from the offense. And there's a lot we're looking for from that offense, from the passing game to Sean Clifford's nerves to start the game, the backfield situation, how they're going to manage their wide receivers. Let's shift gears and look at this Penn State defense, which was utterly dominant against Idaho. Did pretty much whatever they wanted. Won one-on-one matchups up front, got into the backfield, seven sacks against a couple quarterbacks who looked, even with the chaos around them, looked above their heads anyway. Now we get into a Buffalo offense with a known approach. We saw that in week one against Robert Morris. We have a 1,000-yard rusher, the MAC freshman of the year, coming back in Jared Patterson. They're breaking in a redshirt freshman quarterback in Matt Myers, who will be making his second start, his first start on the road here, in a night game environment in Happy Valley. So what's that look like? But really, I think what this comes down to, guys, is Buffalo can have their approach. They can have their game plans. They can have their strategies. I respect what they bring back in a guy like Patterson, for example. But if Penn State's defense takes care of business, has that energy, is flying around the ball like we saw them against Idaho, there's just not a whole lot of offenses, certainly in this non-conference schedule, that are going to pose that big of a threat to them.
I agree. And one of the themes that I looked at, or one of the things I was interested in game one, was how many tackles would the secondary have to make. That's the exact same thing in week two for me. I want to see how many times they get past the front seven into the secondary as far as rushing the ball. That they want to run the ball. Who's going to step in? Who's going to create the pressure? Who's really, we saw Kevin Givens a lot last year. Mm-hmm. Even if he didn't make the tackle, he was clogging up the middle. And that's what you're going to look for from your defensive tackles, is just to take on the blockers and hold them right there. They may not be the ones to make the tackle, but you want them to have the running back have to alter their route, where they want to go, and see the linebackers finish it off. I'm going to go out on a limb here, right? Micah Parsons will have more than one tackle against Buffalo.
Very, so that's probably not going out on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I'm interested in is, we heard Brent Pry talk this offseason, and we've heard Penn State defenders talk this offseason about the need to clean up the run defense, that it wasn't as good as they needed it or wanted it to be last year. And now, as you mentioned, Dustin, they're getting a pretty talented offensive line and running back tandem coming into Beaver Stadium. Will they be up to the challenge? I mean, Idaho had 4 rushing yards. And quite frankly, take that with a grain of salt, because they just weren't good enough most of the time to really even give Penn State a little bit of trouble. I think this Buffalo team is good enough to give Penn State a little bit of trouble, but how they react to that should tell us a lot more than what we learned last week about just what that rushing defense looks like in 2019.
Well, just for perspective here of what you could expect temperament-wise from this Buffalo offense, Matt Myers, their quarterback, first start last week against Robert Morris, threw 10 passes, 69 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, also ran 4 times for 47 yards and a score. He is a big kid, 6'4", 220, was listed as a dual threat quarterback from upstate New York, from West Seneca West High School. So I think him with the ball in his hands will be interesting. I think there could be an opportunity, to test Penn State's pass rush discipline. I think this is going to be something that they preach all week, is to remain eye disciplined and to stay in your lanes, to not get too out of control. Coming off a game where they get 7 sacks, it's easy to see these guys juiced up, trying to, they smell blood. They want to get after the quarterback. They're going to have to be smart about that. And it's both Matt Myers, and it's both, with Jarrett Patterson, who's 5'9", 190 pounds. He's not the biggest guy in the world. They're going to have to kind of keep that that thirstiness in check against these guys.
I think it's an interesting point, Dustin, because you talk about the discipline part of things. And these kind of matchups, if you're Buffalo, you got nothing to lose. You're coming to the game, and you're gonna empty whatever you want. Trick plays killed Penn State last year, or, you know, and so are they going to use that over aggressiveness against the Nittany Lions, the over pursuit, whatever it is? So that will be interesting to me too. Is are they going to get hit with a couple of trick plays or something, you know, to run counter to what they want to do, and see how Penn State responds to that.
Defensive tackles too. You know, this will be an interesting new test that Idaho didn't really present. Are these guys going to be game at the point of attack to hold the line and to stuff the run? I think there was even last year when they, you know, with Kevin Givens in the mix and with a similar group of defensive ends, obviously a year later, some of those guys are leaps and bounds ahead of it where they were to start last season. But run defense was an issue at various times last year. You know, you look at the first half against Pitt, the first half against Illinois, some other situations too, you know, to hold the line. This would be a chance to show where that defensive line rotation is when it comes to the nitty gritty work of stopping an opposing running game. Cause yeah. It's something they're going to have to prove.
Yeah. They're going to have to, they're obviously going to have to show against the top competition they see later this year that they can do that. So they might as well start doing it now. So yeah. I'll be interested in how that works out. I'll be interested in what kind of effort we see from, in terms of the defense, what kind of effort we see from some of these guys a little further down the depth chart, and also Cam Brown, because he didn't really get a whole lot of chance to, I mean, obviously he had to sit out the first half because of targeting. So what does he do now as the full-time starter? He gets in a rhythm earlier. I think he could be in store for a big game too.
I think there could be a number of guys in store for a big game. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to Buffalo. When Buffalo has the ball, what are we looking for from Penn State's defense? This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, which not too late to get in for Buffalo weekend. Certainly the rest of the home weekends in Happy Valley. They're a big, fun time all the time. But GoPSURV.com can bring a new wrinkle to your game day plans. You can arrive on Friday. You can leave on Sunday. You don't have to stop tailgating at any point in between. GoPSURV.com, shuttle back and forth to Beaver Stadium. We call it the ultimate tailgating experience because that's exactly what it is. Check them out, GoPSURV.com. Penn State's defense, I think, you know, there's a lot of things that we're still looking to learn when it comes to rotations. We mentioned the defensive line, specifically the defensive tackles. How quickly do we see PJ Mustipher when the game isn't quite, you know, a pushover? The safety rotation, you know, I think we've arrived at Lamont Wade and Garrett Taylor as your one and two guys. But the gaps between one and two and three and four are not that wide. And we saw a bunch of different combinations at safety. Is Brandon Smith and or Lance Dixon, are they really contenders to burn their red shirts this year? I think if you're judging based off of what their talent is, what their ability is, and what they did against Idaho, I think there's a possibility for that. Now at cornerback also, I still think you're working on definitive rotation, especially with Donovan Johnson missing last week's game.
Yeah, you know, he was suspended for 1 week. We don't know why. We have no reason to think he won't be back for week two in Buffalo. So getting him back into the swing of things would be good. I guess Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon will both burn their red shirt. This is a philosophical question that has absolutely nothing to do with Buffalo, but is the red shirt kind of useless anymore for a lot of guys? I mean, if Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon are as talented as we think they are, if they're the five-star guy, they're not going to be at Penn State 5 years anyway. So right, what's the right point of redshirting them?
Right, at the level that these guys are being recruited at, the type of recruit that Coach Franklin and his staff are pulling in, no, I don't think the red shirt is as beneficial as it was because of the transfer portal on the back end as well. The game has changed completely when it comes to when you play guys, how long they stay. You know, if they're good enough to be on the field to play more than four games, you want them to get on the field.
Right.
If they're not, you can still play them four games and then keep the red shirt year. But at the end of it, they're either not good enough to get significant playing time as a fourth year or graduate student senior, so they're going to transfer to go find another place to play, or they're going to be so good that they're off to the NFL. And we saw that with some of the borderline offensive linemen last year with Ryan Bates right. and some of the guys that you thought, okay, well, this is going to be great. We'll have him back next year, an experienced offensive line. Boom. All of a sudden, a couple of them say, no, I'm done going to classes. I'm done not being paid for this, yep. and I want to go to the NFL and see what I can do with that. And part of it is because they go to school for so long. I mean, that 5 years, they've already earned their degree. And that's the one thing that people don't realize sometimes with football players. They go to school all the time. They go to school in the summer. They go to school. They're earning their degrees, and that's how they have the right to transfer. They're a graduate transfer. So they have earned that right to go ahead and maneuver. And the one thing I wanted to add about the defense and what we find out, I want to see the kind of game some of these guys have that gets significant playing time. I want to see Eitor Gross-Matos play more and see what kind of damage he can cause to a team for a little bit longer on the field and Micah Parsons and those kind of guys. So yes, I don't think the emphasis is going to be quite so much on let's get everybody into the game. It's going to be let's get our guys some more playing time and get them ready to go for significant playing time and get them conditioned to play four quarters that we're going to need them to play eventually as we get into a tougher schedule.
Tighten up the rotation, in other words. So some of these rotations that we saw, they expanded early against Idaho because I think everybody knew what the situation was against Buffalo. You'll see those tighten up some to get, again, start moving towards the start of the conference season. I don't think the outcome in this will be in question for very long. So let's go ahead and move into what our predictions are going to be. We've got, as we sit here today, a 27-point spread between Penn State and Buffalo. So let's figure out. I don't know if you've given thought to your score yet, Gregory, but
no, but I'll just wing it like always. Let's go with so Penn State obviously hit 70. I think we both had them in the 50s last week. Our prediction.
I did.
I know I had it in the 50s.
I think
for
I came
sure.
short. I came short of 50.
But. Okay. I think they get back there. Primetime game, Beaver Stadium, night, you know, all that stuff. I'm going to go Penn State 55, Buffalo 17.
55-17.
Never underestimate how much they don't mind running up the score
right.
and getting late touchdowns anymore.
Oh, they
right?
love
we
that.
Used to, our
yes.
predictions used to go into the 40s. Now it can get to the 50s pretty easily. I'm going to go 48-10 in this game.
I got 44-10.
All right.
44. So I think we all like a cover. I mean, we saw enough from the Penn State offense last week to believe that they can score points on, you know, anybody who's short of the elite defenses. I think this Penn State offense has so much speed and a lot of ability, can mix and match with the running backs. I think they're going to score some points. 44-10. What'd you say? 55-17.
You got it.
All right. Will that change later in the week? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it will. 48-10. So we like a Penn State cover here. We got one more segment to go. Your Penn State football questions are coming. Greg Pickle's going to ask them. Ask Greg coming up.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.